My name is Melvin Marks. Most people know me as Coach Salomo in the basketball circle. I compare it to Clark Kent and Superman. Coach Melvin Marks and Salomo are two different people because I have two different things to do. When you're at work, you're different than when you... So that's like I step in the phone booth and I come out, and if you just watch me work, you'll see the passion and you'll understand yourself. I am the men's basketball coach and the fitness center director for Lone Star College over in Kingwood, Texas. Well, what happened to us over at Kingwood, there's a plant up the street, a sewer plant, and it backed up into our facility. So they wouldn't let us in. It was quarantine and everything. I mean, I had 10 years worth of videos of games my team playing, you know, autographed jerseys from players, NBA, and college coaches, just people I knew, just the years of stuff I accumulated gone. But, you know, people lost their home, so you can't feel bad. But I did. I don't want to be selfish, but I did. I lost my stuff. And then they said, well, you know what? While we're out, we're going to pay you. And I thought, oh, God, thank you. And then they paid us. The next pay period, they go, we're not going to pay you anymore. So now I'm not getting paid. I'm not unemployed. So I can't go to unemployment. I wasn't getting unemployment. But I don't have a job either. Right now, we're in North something Houston at our workout site. It's actually a church facility. The Kingwood kids want to work out, and I don't have a place to go work them out. Without paying a bunch of money, I can't afford to pay. I have a guy has a facility here. He allows me to come in and work out the kids. In turn, my guys are like, okay, I'll work them out a little place in basketball, and we'll keep that chemistry going. We'll keep that commitment to the game. That's slow-mo, finding a way to get it done. Okay, so I told you I'm doing some work for over at Amazon. Amazon has been, you know, they're flexible in how they work. I've worked my schedule so I can be here. I even take less money to be there. I can be at work now. I work the night shift, 10:30 to 2:30, so I can do this. But I feel like nobody really gave a darn about what happened to me. And I'll tell you, one guy, Alan Wright, the guy who bought me in as a basketball coach, guy called me every week, checked on me, asked me if I need anything. Well, my pride wouldn't let me say, man, I'm broke. Man, I need some help. Man, I'm struggling. How I feel, bitter, angry, upset, hurt, mostly probably hurt because, you know, you got everybody, hey, come over here and get some supplies. Come over here and do this. Come over and do this. I found myself in lines and in places that really humbled me, really made me have to check myself as who I am and what's important.
Ready. Go. Next person, go.
I'm J.W. Weathersby. I got to meet Melvin Marks at Kingwood Community College, or Lone Star, about 4 years ago. And I told him I volunteer, I like coaching basketball, and he gave me a great opportunity. He has a heart for the kids. He really, really, truly cares about showing kids other ways of doing things. And he does that through basketball by being a positive role model.
Everybody in this corner, let's hustle. Now, you know in basketball, you hustle, right?
Nobody owes me anything. I'm not trying to do anything. I don't want anything from nobody. I'm not angry with Kingwood. I don't have a problem with none of the stuff that happened. It just could have been different. That's tough. But you can see me in here. I'm happy. I love what I'm doing. The Lord has put me in the place to where my light and my salvation, he is.